Today is Monday, November 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Princess Day. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday. And it's National Vichy Soir Day. Vichy Soir. Vichy Soir is apparently a soup that was remade popular by, I think it was invented by some French chef, but it was remade or made popular in the US by Julia Childs, who really liked it. But it's potato soup, but it's a potato and leek soup, but it's cold. And I don't really understand cold soups. I'll be honest. It's not, well, understand, that's the wrong word, but I don't know why you would want your soup to be cold, is my thing. I guess in the summer, if you want to consume soup, it's better if it's cold. But we all, even in the summer, we eat hot meat. I just don't know. Back in the day when people didn't have air conditioning and they didn't have ways to make themselves cool in the heat of the summer, sure, everything that they ate in the summer needed to be cold because that helped them stay cool. But now, we don't need to eat cool things in the summer to cool us down. That's not really what we need to do anymore. So I don't really know, but there you go. All right, well, I'm just starting a download of the files for Daniel for when we did the gay mix on Friday, because Mark and I have been out of town, and so I haven't been able to do my editing yet, and so after I record this, I'm going to also edit. I'm just looking to see if we have any messages as well, because we probably don't, but you know, just in case, we have some messages here. Oh, we do have a few messages, so cool. All right, so I'm downloading some audio files from Daniel so that I can edit that when I'm done. But before we get into what we did over the weekend, let's go ahead and have a look at the messages. I also want to look and see if we got any voicemails. We don't tend to get voicemails anymore. Just a reminder, you guys can call as well, 479-221-9393, and leave me a message. All right, so someone messaged who I don't have their phone number stored. Contentious, divisive, polarizing. And then pickles, by the way. I don't get that at all. Maybe I should get that. Are they saying that pickles are contentious, divisive, and polarizing? Or maybe, oh, I was talking about some topic and said, I think I was looking for the word. This is a contentious topic or something like that. So someone is telling me the words that I could use. Well, thank you, someone. I don't know. Is Pickles your name? Like, I don't know. Oh, Pickles. Yes. Sorry, it takes a while. You guys, when you're texting me, I'm not complaining. Please text me. But again, a little, you were talking about pickles. So yes, pickles can be contentious, divisive, and polarizing. Thank you. I text however you would like. I appreciate the text. If you want to text me that way, knock yourself out. Maybe I'm going to call you Pickles from now on, though, because I don't know who you are. So maybe I'll put your name in the database as Pickles. Hey, everybody, Pickles sent us a message. All right, Tony in Illinois messaged and says, you might as well go ahead and buy the 3D printer because I get on this kick all the time about wanting to buy something. And I'll hem and haw It says Hammond Hall, but I'm assuming it's Hem and Haw, about it for like 2 weeks, and finally I'll just buy it. It's silly to ponder and ponder. And then you can go ahead and start making stuff for like Vicky Gay on, or the Game Mix, and you can sell them and your Facebook followers would buy them and stuff. I was going to call, but on my drive home, it always cuts out. So that's why I'm sending 50 different text messages and the voice thing is probably not getting the right words, but you'll figure it out. And then, I don't know, Tony might have died in a car accident because his text message just ended with I'm. Tony, I love you messaging me, calling me, whatever the case may be. I don't want to shame any of you guys. I am horrible at calling podcasts. I should. I'm a podcaster. And I should call podcasts that I like. And the reason I added text messages is to make it easier for you guys. So really, the point of it is just to have contact so I can interact with the audience. So you do you, but I, you'll Hammond Hall, which I assume is Hem and Haw, and that voice is, it's not perfect. I'm doing a project. Because you guys know, I get into these, oh, I got to do a project. Even though I am learning React, and I should be spending most of my time doing that, what I find the most interesting is automating things. And there's just not an easy job title for, hey, I like to automate things. Because I don't really enjoy test automation, because that's not the kind of automation that I really enjoy. It's hard to describe, but I get this itch to, oh, I'm doing this thing manually that I could automate, and I get this itch to do it. And but you can't go on LinkedIn and find a head automator. It's just not, you know, it's not a thing that you could. I'm sure there, my therapist says, oh, I'm on, she's on the Morning Stream podcast, and she says, you know, I've been looking for a way to just clip out my segments and then put them somewhere so that people who are not interested in listening to the entire podcast but want to hear just the therapy segment can have those to download. And I was thinking, oh, I could help you. I didn't volunteer. I said I would just think about it and let her know if there was any way. But knowing me, it's gonna bother me, and I'm gonna think, oh, what could I do to automate that? Well, I could train a voice model to recognize her voice. Then it could go in and it could label the episodes with when she starts talking, that's when her segment starts. Then I could use, you know, FFmpeg, which is this other library, to trim the audio just to her segment and save them as MP3 files. Boom, there you go. Bob's your uncle. It wouldn't be perfect. It wouldn't be perfect. But so anyway, automation. What are you going to do? So I've been automating. What I was going to say is I've been working on ChatGPT, and I have been working on writing a Python script to transcribe podcast episodes. I may have mentioned it last week, because I want to transcribe my podcast episodes and then feed them back into ChatGPT so that when I forget things, ChatGPT can just, I can say, hey, did I talk about that on any shows? And I thought, you know, it'd be really good when Daniel says he said something a certain way or whatever, for us to have like a memory of our podcast in ChatGPT. So I was thinking, oh, and so we wrote the script together. And so we basically, ChatGPT and I, and it works to do Geeky Gay. So just a one person podcast. It will transcribe my audio now. I pull the file into a particular folder, and I can set it to watch whatever folders I want. And then once that's moved over there, it transcribes the audio. The next step would be for me, because unfortunately, I think I mentioned this, I can't use the ChatGPT API to send these things to, because the API doesn't have persistent memory. You have to use the app. That is the only place that it has. I'm sure they will, over time, I'm sure those features will increase. And maybe at some point I will be able to use the API for that, but not now. So then I thought, oh, well, we need to transcribe the mix, but I want to know who's talking. And so I was able to ask ChatGPT, hey, does this transcription library, this Whisper AI, will it be able to tell who the voices are? And she says, no, but there's this other library that does that. And so you could use this other library and this other piece of code, basically, and it will mark, it will create like a marker. I don't know if it's a text file or if it marks the file somehow. But anyway, it will create markers, because I haven't done this yet, that say Daniel was talking starting at 13 seconds in, and then Adam came in at 35 seconds in. It will go back and forth and say this was Daniel, this was Adam, etc. It's probably not perfect, but you know, it gets closer to what you're trying to do. And then the transcription thing can add in the names of the people who were talking next to the text. The Python script can do it. I don't know that the transcription, but maybe it goes back through the transcription and the script and then labels with the correct name next to each sentence. But so anyway, I'm doing that, and it's one of those things that, you know, I could be fixing the script that downloads the voicemails. Maybe I'll work on that tonight as well. So been doing that, did that on the plane some. So anyway, we recorded the mix, and I was hungry after we recorded. So I may have ordered from Denny's, one of those burgers that has bacon, hash browns, cheese, and an egg on top of it with fries and a shake. That is not good. I should not be consuming that many calories that late at night. But I did. And then I fell asleep in my chair. I meant to go to bed about around 1 because we were getting up to go to the airport. And I woke up in the chair at 4 a.m. So I went to bed at 4 a.m. Mark and I flew. We took Sydney to my parents, and then we flew to Denver. And it was just he needed to keep his status. And so we flew. Although it really worked out well. We had a nice dinner. We went to Meow Wolf with it, which is I'll talk about that, but it's an art exhibit, an interactive art exhibit. And it all worked out fine. We rented a car. I'm an Avis President's Club member or something, so I can use the app. I don't even have to talk to somebody now. Anyway, we had a good time. I'll tell you more about it maybe on tomorrow's show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.